Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All I can say is your fans have missed you. It's like you went deep six undercover witness protection plan. Where in the world have you been?
I can't tell you all my secrets, Rob. You may know them off air, but I can't tell you everything.
Listen,
on air.
If you tell my secrets, this will be our final show. I missed you. In fact, you know, obviously you've gone through a lot, your family, with the passing of Mel, and you're just trying to regroup, and I get that. So I kind of backed away a little bit because I wanted to give you some space, and every once in a while you'd plug in. You were kind of traveling, doing some work, and obviously getting things taken care of with the family. But it's really nice to see, and I was happy to get a text message from you yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the way we communicate anymore, huh?
I know. Listen, I've been working so much.
I know you have.
I'm tired. When I get home, I'm really tired. Plus all the social media stuff. That's another thing. You do such a great job, and your daughter's here filming this, and you're streaming it live on your Facebook page. You and I have been together for such a long time.
How long has that been, Rob?
30 years, if not more.
It's more.
The great Dr. Cohen, who I miss all the time. I think about him. But anyway.
We used to crawl into the window down at Kaufman's. You remember that?
I was thinking you were talking about another window, but that's another story for another day. No. Honestly, this social media, I love it, and you got to be involved in it. But it's a job within a job. There's a lot of stuff. I mean, look what you do.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a supporting cast, it's just
me, myself, and I. So
the three of you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what it reminds me of? The late Wayne Van Dyne from Channel 9 and KDKA,
yeah.
Call for Action, was one of my heroes.
Yep.
He said that back in the day in early television, and I'm sure the guys I used to work with, like Bob Kometz and Dave James, would say the same thing. They would set up their own camera. I mean, massive cameras. Roll film. This wasn't video.
Right.
And then jump in front of the camera. I mean, so that's kind of what I've been doing for the last, almost 12, 13 years now. So it's a lot of work. I miss my TV crew.
The three of you do a great job.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Yeah. I overdo it sometimes, but it's hard for me to not help people that need something.
Well, you know, what's funny is the tough part about being accessible. You know, like I refuse to wear the watch. That's where I stop the boundaries. It was funny. I was out to dinner the other night with somebody special, and we were talking, and all of a sudden, his phone was down, literally down, upside down, and mine's up. And I'm like, if I could just shut that phone off, you know. But it's like, you know, during the week and people need you, and you know, you never know who's calling and what emergency or what fire you got to put out and this and that. And it's like, yeah, I'm working on it, buddy. I am working on it. But what are you going to do?
But, you know, it's funny. Everybody has had a path. Everybody's done something, and we've all put in our time. But it's strange. Once you get to my age, which is 67, you start realizing that you've burned a lot of daylight, so you got to try to carve out a little me time. And this kind of is work, but it's me time. I get a chance to get caught up with you. We talk to people at Dorothy's Candies. And going to work there, and I'm sure, you know, Marlene, all of them would say the same thing. And that's what I love about KDKA. Even though you have to do it, it's kind of like home. It's like family.
Oh, yeah.
So it's kind of like being with your family.
Oh, for sure.
All right. What are we doing?
They pick it up. And I'm going to tell you, I just want to say thank you to everybody that's been reaching out and staying in touch. And I really appreciate it. And, you know, as they say, time doesn't stand still.
No.
So you got to keep on going because what I always say, Rob, you got more behind you than you do ahead of you when you get to these certain ages. So let's make it. And I got some exciting guests coming up for the fall. We'll be here a little bit more regularly. So it'll be a good thing. And I get to be with you, buddy.
Well, listen, I love promoting Dorothy's Candies and all the things that you do.
Oh, that's because
people.
We got Dorothy's on this morning. I got to tell you all the stuff that's been going on down there.
Well, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Dorothy's is a great gift. Dorothy's is just a great treat. You know, back in the day when I was a kid, everybody, when you would gather on the weekend, somebody would bring a treat. So if you got a family function or dinner or just a weekly get-together with the family, it's always nice to bring something, and Dorothy's Candies is a great, great gift.
Well, there you go. We're going to talk about it because we've got exciting news from down there as well. Beginning of the show here, we're going to bring Marlene in. She couldn't be here live in the studio, which I know Marlene loves to be here and live in the studio with us. Don't you, Mar?
I sure do. Good morning to both of you.
I should tell everybody, you're doing your other job today, and you're going to be heading down to the Pirates. She loves doing that pirate thing. So we gave her a break and said, oh, you know what? Rob and I can handle it without you. Hop on that phone. So what's going on down there?
It's great being out all summer. So I enjoyed that as well. And today our schedule's just conflicted, but I can still be here via the phone.
There you are. What's going on down at Dorothy's Candies?
Well, you know, the season is getting ready to rev up. We are open all year, but we're getting ready. Believe it or not, we'll be talking our Thanksgiving and Christmas soon. But we have some wonderful things happening for the fall as well, just like you know, and you're very much a part of that.
I know. And it was an exciting summer as I heard what was popping down there with excitement of the favorites are always going to be there. They just don't change. And, you know, everybody here in Pittsburgh loves it. Pittsburgh, beyond, we love Dorothy's Candies. But I'm excited for the things that are going to be popping in and out of the store seasonally. And that's great. And I promised myself I wasn't going to bring up that one thing that everybody does this time of year. In the middle of summer, we got to hear about it. So I'm not even going to discuss that flavor. But
okay.
But I have to tell you that, you know, as Rob laughs at me all the time, this time of year, I don't get to ride with Dorothy's Candies in my car because it's just too hot. But normally I always have, when the season's cool, you know, there are literally people that will walk up to me. Do you have any of that Dorothy's? Oh, I heard you talking about this. So unfortunately, this is the good time that I don't have it in the car because it would be melted, right? But we got to tell you that your flavors of summer have just been phenomenal. And I'm going to tell everybody in Pittsburgh who loves strawberry pretzel salad, the strawberry pretzel bark will be going away after Labor Day. So it's just a limited amount of time left. That goes away for the summer. But we carried the s'mores bark all the way through summer. And I'm here to tell you they're going to carry it all the way through the fall. May go beyond, but I'm going to tell you, it's there, and I will have that in my vehicle as soon as the temperatures cool down.
It's a very popular bark. It's wonderful.
I cannot believe, Rob, you cannot believe how they cannot keep it on the shelf down there.
It's a very popular item.
It's so simplistic, but when you got the ingredients that they make it with their famous chocolate, it just goes. I've had it a couple times at my house for some cookouts, and people are like, oh, this is great, and we don't have the mess and the this and the that. And then they get to the Dorothy's chocolate, and it's just, it's incredible. I think it's just been the number one hit. Well, I shouldn't say that. Let me back that up. The two number hits for the summer have been the strawberry pretzel bark. That's been back a couple years now. But the s'mores bark, we just can't keep it in.
It's gooey and it's chewy.
It's not even that. It's so the marshmallows.
Well, that's why it's gooey.
When it all mixes together. I don't know, Bob Gastel, the owner, actually, he's going to be popping on with us this morning.
Really?
There you go. For a Sunday. Yeah.
Nice.
End of summer. He's going to pop on. But it's unbelievable how these products have gone. Hey, Mar. Is she still?
Yes.
Mark, yeah, she's here.
When you're talking about your barks, it's a whole line of barks. Do you want to give them some of the flavors that come along with the standards besides just some of the featured items?
Oh, sure. We have some delicious barks. We have the nut barks. You can get the cashews and peanuts and anything like that. At the holiday, we'll have the cranberry bark. We have plain bark. We have all types of bark. You just come on in, pop in, call in. We have many different flavors that people like in the fruits and the nuts and plain.
And it was last season, as we came off of Easter, people were thrilled to find out that there is a sugar-free line available there, which is, you know, people were really being, whether you just like it or you need it or what, it really seemed to hit a high plateau for the sugar-free as well.
All right, going to take a short break. When we come back, what's up next? I'm sure it's something sweet.
Breakfast with Dorothy's. Look, we're going to have a ball here when we're off air.
How sweet it is. Dorothy's Candies, Marlene, Nan, me, your Pratt Pack. Back with more on KDK in just a couple of moments. Good morning. Nan Cohen, Total Talk.
Don't you just love that music?
I do. You know who this is, don't you?
Do I know who it is?
Well, no, but this is how we used to say it on the radio. Here they are, the elements of earth, wind, and fire.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Nothing to get you going on, especially when you're coming in and you're not feeling like, got to get hyped up, got to get on the air, and you're like, you hear something like that, and you're just ready to roll.
Good stuff. Okay, let's get going.
So, Marlene, what can we just tell people what's on the horizon for all some of the fall favorites coming back?
Oh, we'll be bringing in, as like you mentioned, all of the barks will begin being made. And also, I wanted to, I forgot to mention, we have the potato chip bark and pretzel bark as well. That's a little different. We'll be having a lot of our peanut butter with the, what are those called? The Buckeyes. We'll be bringing those in. Those are actually very popular with the center of just a big glob of peanut butter dipped in our chocolate. What else do we have going on down there? Tell me, Nan, you like everything too.
Well, you know, when I start seeing, you know, Rob, isn't it amazing how early the system pushes these holidays? Like, we're already at Christmas. You thought you were seeing Halloween.
Well, you know,
Halloween
is one of the biggest holidays of the year.
Well, I know. They start it in June for us practically, you know?
That's okay.
For Halloween, it's more on the shape side, you know, not necessarily the flavor side, because we make, it's all of obviously the chocolate, but it comes into the different shapes, which is a lot of fun when people come in and the kids see that too. The Christmas, as it comes up, we do have those specials like the cranberry bark, you know, so we do a couple of different things, the white and dark peppermint barks. So that's the difference there. And of course, like any other store, it takes a while. You get prepared for the holiday. So and my mind is already thinking that when I'm in there in September, we're already getting ready
for the holidays. There's a lot of action. I look at it until that Horn of Plenty comes out and chocolate is loaded with all the stuff.
That's part of it.
I don't think about Thanksgiving until that Horn of Plenty comes out at Dorothy's, and then I know.
Because you give thanks every time you take a piece of it, right?
Yeah, it's a little different when you're actually in there every day and watching the process and the hype of everything happening. It's quite an experience, and it's very nice. It gets you in that mood really early.
Hey, Rob, it's like those thighs don't lie every time you see that. But that really gets to where it's so traditional to be down at Dorothy's. And you know, I got to give kudos to everybody there, the whole creative team, you know, the chocolatiers, to Robert Gastel, the owner. I mean, you know, we talk about small business and we really try to push it. And, you know, I've always had the passion for Pittsburgh and keeping the small businesses going. And, you know, he never, ever, you know, during the toughest of times, he never, ever compromises on the quality of his product. If he couldn't get it, he wouldn't make it. And, you know, the supply chain let us down a couple times, but he always comes back, you know, with that fierce, you know, attitude. We're going to get this done. And it does get done down there, and it really happens. Sorry you're not with us. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Nan. That explains, too, why we're in our 76th year. And people know this. People are familiar with it. They also love seeing the new things that we create. and come out with. And even though it's, you know, our big seasons, we still have everything there that people have a desire for. I mean, the chocolate, the dark chocolate, the sugar-free, the Swiss chocolate, you could walk in there and still get wonderful items that we have. We just add special things during the particular holidays. So it makes it wonderful. And you can always make your suggestion as well. We're there for the customer. You know, we want to keep them happy with everything. And again, that's why we're ending 76 years and going into the 77th. There's a reason for that.
I think, as I said, the 75th anniversary at Dorothy's, it will continue. We've got great promotions coming out, great surprises and product. You know, we're always working towards it. But I will tell you that the website, dorothyscandies.com, is always on. And there's some, we're moving that around, and it's a lot of social media picking up on that. You can click there, go place your orders. And we say, you know, we're so surprised, you know, we from coast to coast, where Dorothy's Candies goes, and it's growing all the time. And that's because of you. We thank you, the customers, for loving Dorothy's. We like going in and striving to be the best that we can as the chocolatier. 76 years says something for it. Mar, she masters the computer. She's always picking up those orders. She's always reading those lines when people are calling in, you know, putting their notes on there. Thank you. You get the opportunity to talk to people, and that's that. You give me the stuff that makes it happen. And believe it or not, we've got a whole new lineup of commercials coming out, and I'll be doing a lot more of that. So I'm excited about it. One bite and you'll know. It's Dorothy's Candies. Mar, for hour-wise, could you give everybody the hours for Dorothy's?
Yes, we are still on our 10 to 4 from Monday through Saturday. The only day we are not open at this time is Sunday. But watch for us through September, October. We will be extending our hours. And we hope to see you down there. But again, as you mentioned, Nan, you 24 hours a day, dorothyscandies.com.
And Mar, real quick, phone number and location, address.
Yes, 412-678-2723, or come visit us at 1228 Long Run Road in White Oak.
All right, we're going to let Mar go because she's got to get down to the Pirates today. And we're going to be bringing, you and I can talk for a little bit, and then Robert Costell is going to be joining us, which is exciting.
Be well, Marlene. We'll see you real soon, okay?
Bye, Mar.
Thank you, Rob. Have a wonderful day, you guys.
All right. Good people.
I'm telling you.
She's an incredible worker.
We're down there and just, you know, and talking with the staff and you know, Mar's a huge part of it. You know, from, you know, the cards that people, you know, we have a card buyer down there. You know, to, believe it or not, it's almost like Kaufman's, like we talked about. You'd go upstairs, you'd buy the box of candy, you had to put the card on it. Sometimes it's that nostalgic down there where you find that card. They don't just buy cards randomly. She literally spends hours and days and weeks picking out cards.
I know. They go a long way, though.
A lost, yeah.
Little handwritten note. Never hurt anybody. All right. So what else are you doing for the rest of the summer before you really get grinding again in the fall?
It's grinding now. You know that. We're always busy. Things are already lined up. You got to figure out which direction you're going. But I just may take a
how are things in Squirrel
time off
Hill?
And head to the beach. You know what? I haven't been there. I'm in and I'm out. I fly in, I fly out.
Are you still going to Florida?
I spent a chunk of time in Florida this past season. But no, yeah, I'll be back down there. It's nice because I can work from there as well.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm concentrating. Some exciting things are seem to be coming to fruition. Deciding which
path to take.
Oh, yeah. And isn't that always what, you know, what we do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when opportunity presents, it's never the perfect time, but you're trying to figure it out. But, you know, as we talk, you know, when is it time to enjoy it?
Time is now.
Yeah. You know, what's the most important day in your life?
Right this second.
Right. We preach that, right?
It only took me 67 years to figure it out.
Yeah.
I know. I get it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, short break. Tell them who's coming up after the break.
Robert Castell, the owner of Dorothy's Candies. We're fortunate because he's always so busy down there working, that we were able to grab him for a couple minutes here on a Sunday.
The man, the myth, the legend. On the other side of this, next hour, Accurate Solutions, and then 2 hours of the best hometown sports talk show anywhere as the Steelers getting ready to go for real against Atlanta shortly. Pirates wrapping up their series against Cincinnati. Also getting ready for some college football all today on the Coombs Market Black and Gold Sunday Show.
You know, I got to tell you, you're all about reverse psychology.
No, that's the truth. Tell me I'm in Miami. I am home. I've been home.
Well, I know where this gentleman is.
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman is always doing something delicious, so introduce him.
Well, I am so honored because during the year, I say, Robert, please join us on the radio. I can't. I'm busy. But here he is. The iconic, the owner. You are everything to all of us down at Dorothy's Candies. Robert Castell, live on a Sunday morning. I'm so happy to have you join us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Nan. Everybody enjoys compliments, no matter how untrue, but
okay.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Robert.
Hey, Rob, how many times have you said to me, when's Robert coming in?
Every time.
When's Robert coming in? I'm like, he's busy, he's working, he's dipping chocolate, he's mixing chocolate. I can't catch him.
Well,
but I got him now.
It's good to have him here.
How you doing, buddy?
Real good. And how are you, Nan?
We're good. We were just talking with Marlene. We're picking up the pieces. We're ready to make that slide in. And I told everybody that I'm not going to think about Thanksgiving until you get those horns of plenty out. When they're there, and those horn of plenty are just these solid, gorgeous works of art filled with all the famous Dorothy's candies. Until that happens, I'm going to enjoy from August 24th, 5th, whatever we are, till you tell me it's time for Thanksgiving, that's for sure. But Marlene and I were bragging about the Barks for the summer. They have just been a hit and a half. The s'mores bark, the strawberry pretzel bark. And we were always saying, you always have your staples and you're never going to change those. The things that made Dorothy's as famous as you are, they're always there. But you always like to infuse new product, slide them in. And when you do that, you've made some real home runs with some of these things.
Yes, we make the bark by hand, and the reason that's important is if you try to make it with machines, you have to use chopped up nuts and whatnot, whereas our bark has thick, tastier, I believe, nuts.
Oh my gosh. We were talking about the ending of just for the season. The strawberry pretzel bark is only going to be available through Labor Day. And then that will go away because we've got exciting other barks that will replace. But we were talking about the s'mores bark and how you can't keep either on the shelf right now. But the s'mores bark's going to stay with us probably till the end of this December, I would assume. Because as long as people can get out and hit their deck and backyard and campfires and those warm, fires that keep us going through the fall, nothing like the s'mores bark from Dorothy's Candies to carry it.
Absolutely. That's really a popular piece.
Did you think that your mom, what would she think about s'mores bark? You know, when I first got together with you and we were learning about it, that wasn't on the horizon, and she made these traditional things. I think she'd be pretty proud to know of how you've created these things and not change the line, you've added great enhancements to the chocolate.
Well, I'm sure that's true. I mean, we didn't have that in her day, but she was always trying to innovate, always trying to make it better, always looking for new products. So based on that fact, I'm sure she would love that product.
She, talking about 76 years and how you've carried it, and I'm not sure people understand how you transitioned into owning the company, but if you could give us a little bit of history, since we have you, I love when you tell us how it happened.
Well, she insisted that I learn how to make candy, even going back to when I was like 4 years old. That was, education was a big factor in my family. I mean, my dad taught me how to work on cars a little bit, and mom insisted that I help her with candy, starting at a very young age and continuing for decades, really. Unfortunately, I took over the business when she passed, which was in 1990, actually a few years before that, because unfortunately she had some health problems. But that's how that came about. And even though I had my own profession, she very much wanted me to continue with the business.
And you've kept it, I mean, down to the pink boxes. I mean, you can feel her presence when you're in Dorothy's. And you know, you and I talked a lot about when people come in and the generations that come through the door, and they're telling you it's as they remember when they were a child, coming with their grandparent and their parent and their aunt and their uncle. And then all of a sudden, you're generationally talking to these grandchildren, children that have children on themselves, and they do the same thing, whether they're filling an Easter basket, whether they're getting ready for the Christmas, you know, Christmas Eve dinner, Christmas Day treats. That has to just, you know, really warm your heart.
Well, it does, and people maybe think I'm a little superstitious, but honestly, I feel like if we do anything untoward as far as degrading the quality, buying cheaper raw materials or abrogating some of the processes like the tempering and whatnot, I almost feel like my mother would be sending thunderbolts down from the sky.
I know you always have her tucked in your memory, and you pull it out when you're down there and you're in your zone, because there's certain times I've been in there, and you know when not to talk to you when you're in that mode, and getting and working with the chocolatiers. But I'll tell you, I can't believe we're heading into another year, another fabulous year of traditions coming out of Dorothy's. And, you know, all that you've done, you've got that brand new website, your social media platforms are just going strong. People love to hear from you. And, you know, just watching him, you know, what you do for a customer is literally to here and beyond. So we always praise you. You don't hear every show, I know. You don't know everything that's going on when we take over and handle certain things for you. Marlene's got you, because we always make sure it's all about you. You keep that place. You're the heartbeat of Dorothy's Candies. And you know that my love for small business and keeping those alive, especially here in Pittsburgh. It's a small business, but we've moved you out of Pittsburgh and you're coast to coast on where your candy's going. So you're doing something right down there, Robert, for sure.
Thank you. Nan, could I say a word about Anna Claire's?
Absolutely. Hey, Craig, Rob, there's another Kaufman's thing today. We were talking about Kaufman's earlier, Robert.
Were you really?
Yes, we were.
And
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anna Claire's at Kaufman's was very popular, I think. And we periodically, regularly actually, get questions about it if we make them. And it just so happened we had several different customers in the last week or two asking us about Anna Claire's. Now, what an Anna Claire is, for some people are unaware, is it's a chocolate piece of candy surrounded by basically nut clusters, chocolate infused with nuts. And in our case, we have a vanilla Anna Claire, which is a vanilla cream with enrobed with pecan clusters around it. Now, what may be confusing for people is we call them Jody Lee's. My mother invented that. Jody Lee is my youngest daughter, my baby daughter. And so the Jody Lee's is actually a vanilla Anna Claire. And in the past, we had a maple and walnut Anna Claire, which was called Jill Marie, after my eldest daughter. And now we've kind of discontinued that for the last few years. We just can't make everything. We already make probably a larger spectrum of chocolate than we should. But if anybody's looking for Anna Claire's, think Jody Lee's.
There you go. It's been all about Kaufman's today, hasn't it? That was, hey Robert, just so you know, were we climbing in the window? Did we get any Anna Claire's when we were down there?
Either that or thumbprints.
It was one of the two. I think it was both.
Robert, you're the best. Keep doing what you're doing. You're a real Pittsburgh treasure, that's for sure.
Thank you, Rob.
Hey, so we're going to look to get you time to time sliding through the holidays this year. What do you think about that, Robert?
Well,
here we go.
I'm not really a radio personality, but if you insist, I'll certainly do it now.
I'm going to catch you when you're not running around the factory. So thanks for giving us a couple minutes. We appreciate it. And I want you to go enjoy your Sunday. So we'll talk to you soon.
You know, whether Gene Wilder, the latest version of Willy Wonka, obviously the costume is a little different, but the same good heart. The same soul, the same joy, yeah. And that's what you see in this guy.
Well, yeah, and you know, he works so hard. You know, holding that memory of you know, it was quality. You know, it was, she did everything handmade.
And, yeah.
You know, you can tell the difference when, you know, we got some photos that can show you. That just rolled right out of the factory. And it's, you can see the pieces of chocolate. You can look at the box and know that was handmade for you. And so a lot of people would have replaced it with, you know, machinery and stuff. But true to who he is, Dorothy's Candy, 76 years means something. I do want to mention real quick that later this afternoon, probably when I get wind down from here, there will be a post up on there, Dorothy's Candy's page. And we're going to be looking. Tell us why you would like a box of the s'mores bark and get the answer right. And guess what? We're going to send out a few. So yeah, that's him. He always loves doing it. Give some of that away.
He's Willy Wonka.
Give
man.
Some of that away. So hit the Facebook page later. You can always find it from dorothyscandies.com. Wonderful, wonderful people.
Short break. Come back. Special guest on the other side. Nan Cohen, Total Talk, continues with your Pratt Pack on KDKA. All right, here we go. Nan Cohen, Total Talk is back. One more segment before we get to the news at the top of the hour. Nan.
It's so much fun being in the studio. Just the two of us. Well, actually, we're not because we got my daughter over there.
You're never alone.
She's over there hiding in the corner. Do you like my kids? They always come in and hide.
Abby's the best.
Yeah, it's probably going to cost me breakfast afterwards, but that's okay. Look at her. She's smiling. You can only see what the camera doesn't show. Isn't that what we say?
Where are you going to go?
I don't know. She'll pick it wherever she wants to go. So it's just, you know, typical Sunday.
You and her.
Me and Abs.
Good thing.
So thank you. I want to say to you
it's
as
great,
well.
Great to see you.
Yeah, and we'll get things rolling.
Go
all
down,
over
go
the
down
place.
To Carnegie. There's all sorts of great little places to eat in Carnegie.
Carnegie's, yeah, a small business place.
Listen, I've said if I didn't have to be near my kids, which I don't know if they really want me near them all the time, but if I didn't have to, Carnegie would be in the top five. I would live there. I love Carnegie.
Yeah, I like the little town of Oakmont now, too.
Oh, well, come on. The Halton Bridge.
I see, well, because, okay, you know, it's that north and south. You
when
know.
When you're,
I'm blending it together now.
When you're on the Halton Bridge, it's, you know, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, that's just what we always say. If you can bypass the bakery. So there you go. All right. So I wanted to bring on, you know, I've been fortunate enough in the things that have gone on in recent life. I wanted to bring on somebody that's been really special to me. And I thought I'm going to share them with the audience. And you, Rob, every now and then you get a little gift that comes along the way. And this is Mark. Are you on?
I am.
Mark Demas. Mark is one of these people you just got to love because he is always there. And I'm going to do a little bit of talking about why I brought Mark on. Things got rough after Mel passed away. And, you know, Mel did a lot of stuff around the house, whatever it was. And Mark and Mel over the years have made such a connection. I mean, it was almost like at times Mark was thinking what Mel was going to say. It was never the type of thing where Mel said, oh, I'm going to go up and change a light bulb. It was never that easy because Mel tried, but he never accomplished it. And I know that those two had some words, but we've leaned on Mark for a tremendous amount of things. And he has a business. And there's no other really way to say it. There's nothing that you can't do. And he's like, I call him, don't take it, you know, the wrong way. I call him, he's my handyman. He's handy and he's a man and he does everything for us. And I thought, you know what, it's time to get him out so that everybody needs somebody like him. Just not in the special need time for me, but from perspective of you got a chandelier you can't hang. You got this. So Mark Demas, welcome to KDKA. Welcome to Nan Cohen Total Talk. And just give us a little bit about what you do.
Well, thank you, first of all. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
What I want to do is all the little things that the bigger contractors and companies don't want to do or can't do. So there is literally nothing in your house or car that we can't fix.
And he holds that. Those words are true because we've tested them.
And we provide 24-hour emergency service. So
The other night, Mark?
Yeah, just like that. If your sink starts leaking at 3 a.m., you call me. We'll be there within an hour, maybe less.
I had a little incident where I pulled down my attic. What do you call it, Mark? I don't know. The stairs.
The attic stairs, the ladder.
Yeah, and it's an original, and it broke, and we couldn't get it up. And it was literally 9 o'clock at night. And Mark had said it was going to go, but I just didn't think it would go that night. And I pulled it down, and we couldn't get it up. And Abby and I are like trying, we're working, trying to get it back up, and it didn't work. And I called Mark, and I said, help. And I was kind of in a frenzy. And what did you say to me?
Oh, I don't know. Calm down. We'll handle it.
I'll be right over.
Yep, we'll be right there.
It was there within a half an hour on a Friday night after 9, and you showed up. And you know what? Everybody needs somebody like that. So, Mark, I want you to tell everybody how they can find you.
Well, I have my phone number. It's an older number, but it's still current. So it's 304-777-7403. And that I have that with me 24 hours a day. You can also email me at markdemas011@gmail.com.
And what's funny, Mark has partners. He has people that work with him. He's just not a solo individual, but he does. He has the crew, he has the tools, he has the wherewithal, he has the knowledge. And that's what I love about you. And Mark, I'm going to get you on later in the fall where we can break down a whole show. But this was kind of my gratitude to say thank you for everything that you do. And if you could one more time, give me that phone number.
304-777-7403.
And I can't give it to you because my phone's being used right now, but I have them in my phone as my mark. So there you have it. Mark,
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll talk real soon, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes.
There it is.
With that West Virginia area code.
Yeah, well, it's funny. And he never lived there. So I don't know why, but the number's really cool when you look at it. It goes forward and backward the same. So it's really cool.
I'll explain it to you later.
Okay, you can do that.
All right, are you done with me now?
Yeah, I want to go have some breakfast.
I have a little show to do. But
wait after out here in the newsroom.
Well, I've got to record Mr. Dentici. That's why he's still here.
We're going to have to have that. We're going to have Frank try some.
Listen, remember the old commercial, Life Cereal, Mikey? He'll try anything. Frankie will try anything.
Frankie will try anything. I don't see him smiling out there. We'll go get him.
All right. Hey, I love them.
I love you. Thank you.
We love you. And Jody, his sister, the CEO sends her best. Everybody, we love you.
Oh, I love Jody.
All right. Well, you're going to make sure that this year, Christmas Eve, you know, in case that would ever happen to me, you know, you're in. So you better be bringing your A game this year. We need you to stop by.
For the Seven Fishes show.
That's right.
We'll be doing it.
All right. There she goes. Nan Cohen. Everyone, stick around. Accurate Solutions. Love what they do. And then 11 o'clock, we have got some epic stuff to get to today on the Coons Market Black and Gold Sunday show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.